the father Jacob knew that there was something special about his son Joseph. Because Joseph, again, was born to the woman he really loved. He had children by Leah, but he did not really love Leah. He had other wives, as we read in verse 2, Zilpah and Bilhah, and she had sons, and the other woman had sons, but it was Joseph who was favored by his father. And to signify this favor, his father made him a coat of many colors. And the coat of many colors signified the fact that when Jacob died, he wanted his favored son to rise up and become the leader of his clan. Am I talking in here? Now, he put something on his son that he did not share with him. All Joseph knew is that I've got a coat on that my father made for me that does not look like anybody else's coat around me. I've got a coat with many colors, and they're all wearing coats with one color. Come on here. I've got a special coat that my father tailor made for me, and my coat won't fit anybody else around me. I'm preaching right there that God's placed something on you and something in your life that's created just for you and nobody else. Mm-hmm. People talk about you because they can't understand your coat. Folk don't understand you because they can't understand what you have on. But we talked about last Sunday that his coat was made of many colors, and that means that he had to take material from different pieces that were unused and that were scraps, patch them together, and create something beautiful that signified his favor on his son's life. Can I tell you that the many colors also says to me that you got more working for you than you do against you? I wish you'd go down your row and tell them, honey, you got more working in your favor than you do working against you. Because what the enemy will do, he will cause you to look at everything that's working against you and you forget about all the stuff that's working for you. But I've come to flip the script on the enemy and say, forget about what's working against you. Forget about who's working against you. See what's working for you and praise the one who's working with you. I wish I had somebody who understood now that if God is for me, he's more than the whole world against me. Mm-hmm. Paul said, if God be for you, who can be against you? David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I've got more working for me than I do working against me. Why? Simply because God is on my side. Mm-hmm. You've got to believe and you've got to know that God is on your side. And so he took these pieces of scraps and he made for his son a coat of many colors. And that signifies also to me that God can look at the broken pieces of your life. Take the broken pieces of your life and put them together. And by the time God finishes with the broken pieces, he will have made a masterpiece out of a mess. I wish I had about five people right there who can look back over your life and say, you know what? I was in a mess, but God made a masterpiece out of my mess. Uh-huh. Anybody ever can say that God blessed me in the middle of my mess? Mm-hmm. He blessed me right in the midst of my storm. He blessed me when I messed up. He blessed me when I wasn't right. He blessed me when I was jacked up. He blessed me when I was not in my right mind. He blessed me when I made bad decisions. He blessed me when I did stupid things. He blessed me when I made the wrong choices. He blessed me when I did not obey him. Is there anybody in here who can say God blessed me in spite of myself? He blessed me in spite of myself. I wish I had some praises in here who can get excited, because sometimes you get in your own way. But even when you get in your own way, God has a way of moving you out of the way so that he can bless you. Give somebody a high five and tell them he blesses me anyhow.